the top of the Tezai now, Omar Rav Lo Shonu Elulinyun Tuma. He holds no, that the Mishnah says it's Mistarfin, all Nevelis, which is Mashmi, even a Nevela of a Behema Tahira. Let's say a cow dies. And Uwadin of a Nevela Behema Tameya. Let's say if a camel dies. That the Mishnah's Mashma Chatzigazaz Chatzigazim Starfin. So Rav says not Linyan Achila, but it's talking about rather Linyan Tuma. Linyan Tuma, Rashi says, that what do we say in the Mishnah? Nevela Sam Starfim Zuam Zu, the Mashma. Afilu Nevela Behema Tameya. Let's say a dead camel. In the Velas Beimater with a dead cow, when is the Mitzdarfer, Nechatzi, Vechatzi Zayis, El Linyan Tumma, on the Negev Tilchas Tumma. We know in the Velas called the Navat Tumma. If you touch in the Vela, if an Adam touches in the Vela, it becomes Lurishan, it becomes Tomei. How much of the Vela do you have to touch? Even a Kazayis of it. So this Halach with Mitzdarfer in the Magaya Behem, that if you have a Chatzi Gazayis of a Nevela of a cow, and a Chatzi Gazayis of a Nevela of a camel, and that together, so it's a Kazayah together, if you touch it, you become Tomei. So only Vilchus Tumo does the Mishnah mean say it's Mitzdarfin. And Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Hanagev b'nevelosa yitmo. So therefore, no matter which nevel you touch, if together it's a Kazayah, you become Tomei. But Rav holds, Avolinyin achilo, tohirim b'fnei atzman, hu tmei b'fnei atzman. He holds, if you want to eat the Isra of eating from the nevelo, then only all behema teiras are mitzdarfim zum zu. If you have a dead cow and a dead lamb, and you have a chatzig zayis of one, a chatzig of the other one, then it's mitzdarfim, because there both of them have the ista nevela, and therefore the ista nevela is mitzdarfim. And who are din tmeyin bifnei yatzman? Let's say you have a camel, let's say you have a pig, they have a chatzig zayis of this one, a chatzig zayis of that one, they're also mitzdarfim. And we'll soon see the svarius, because Rav holds ein ista chalal ista. Therefore, since the pig and the camel had it nisas behemoth to mayu on it when it was alive, so now when it dies, he holds there's no is in the veilachal, ain't is the chalalissa. Therefore, when it dies, it only has the is of a behemoth to mayu, not the is of an avela. So therefore, you can't be mistar of a chatzig zayis of a dead cow with the chatzig zayis of a dead camel, because on the cow there's an is in the avela, but on the camel is an is of machmas the gomel of the behemoth to mayu, not of the is in the avela. Therefore, the guy eating them, he holds his name mitzdarfin to Tamei and Torah. So therefore, when the Mishnah says it's all mitzdarfin, it's only Vilchus Tumah. But Vilchus Achila and Echnam, you have to divide them up. All behemoth Torahs, when they're dead, in the Velas are mitzdarfin, and all behemoth Tameis, they're also in the Velas are mitzdarfin. But not a behemoth Torah with a behemoth Tamei. Now, this is a Rav Shita. Now the Gemara says, the Levi Yom Levi says no. That Afilu li Achilu namim mitzdarfin. The Mishnah means completely. And the Mishnah says, Kol ha-nevelos mitzdarfos, zuim zu, means even for achila. That means if you eat a chatzi kezayis of a dead cow, and a chatzi kezayis of a dead camel, so you be chayiv over this nevela, the yom mitzdarfin. And the swear is, because Levi holds, issa chalalissa. Even though on this camel, when it was alive, there was an issa of behemoth tmeir on it. Now when it dies, the second issa of nevela was also chal upon the behemoth tmeir. Therefore, both the camel and the cow both have an Issa Nevela on them. Therefore, the Mishnah says it's Mustarfin, Chatzi Gesayis from both of them to Mechayiv you for the Achila. That's Levi's Halacha. As a Machlokes, rather than Levi, whether he held Issa Chalal Issa, whether he had the Issa Nevela on a Behemoth Tameyu or not. Now the Mishnah says, Ravasi, and Ravasi says, Tahurim Liatzmon, Hu Tameyim Liatzmon. Ravasi says, no, Tahurim are separately, and Tameyim are separately. The question is, what is Ravasi saying? So Ika the army, some say, Pligi Yad Rav. The Ravasi comes to argue on Rav. And Ravasi holds that completely, Torahim are separate, even Filchus Tumah. That means, Rav says, when the Mishnah says, Kol Ham Nevels Mitzdarfus, it means Taka Behemoth Tumah and Torah, but not Negeat Achilu, Negeat Filchus Tumah. Ravasi is saying, no, even Filchus Tumah, then I'm Mitzdarfin. The Mishnah means kolon nevelos. It only means the Torim are mitzdarfin from the Yatzman, and the behemoth tameyos. Those nevelos are mitzdarfin from the Yatzman, even for tuma. That's one shot in Ravasi. And Ika the army, some say no, that like pligi, that no, Ravasi does not argue on Rav, and Ravasi is saying the same halacha like Rav, that nageya to tuma, he agrees for tuma them mitzdarfin from zu and zu. He's only saying for the din achila shaboy, only the behemoth tameyos. Those nevelos are mitzdarfim zilazegos. They all have tumas they all have an Issan Neveler on it. Mashenkin Behema Tumeyos Anam Starfin, because they do not have an Issan Neveler, they only have an Issan Behema Tumeya. So to Shiloh, what exactly Rav Asi means to say? Now the Gemara says, Meisri, have a question. It says, Misas Porom, you have a dead cow, O V'chayi Gomel, and a live camel. Zeh mitstarfim zeh im zeh. If you take a chatzik zayis off a dead cow from a nevela, and a chatzik zayis off a live camel, like an aver minachai, bosa minachai, if you take these two chatzik zayis together, so it says clearly, ein mitstarfim zeh im zeh, they're not mitstarfim together. Rashi says it means shim noto chatzik zayis mi poramesa. If you take a chatzik zayis off a dead cow, from a live camel, the ochlam, and you eat them together. As they name it start from the chayiv, loy mishum nevela, the misas para, because the para has an is nevela on it. You only had a chatzik zayis of it, and loy mishum eva minachai habo migomachai, because you only had a chatzik zayis of that. So these two things are not mitzdarfin, because they're not the same nisa. One's a nisa nevela, and one's a nisa bosa minachai. Therefore, since you only had a chatzik zayis of each one of them, the now mitzdarfin, you're not chayiv malchus. But the diik is ha'misa shnei mitzdarfin. Mashmudov, the camel died, and now you had a chatzik zayis from the cow and a chatzik zayis from the nevela of the camel. You are chayiv. Ulkasha luavasi should be kasha nevasi. Here are kopon with mashmudov mitzdarfin. So who is the kasha according to the second pshat of nevasi? By Bishlam, according to Rav, you could say the Pshat from Mitzdarfin over here would be Vilchus Tumma. The Kopon of Vilchus Tumma, they would be Mitzdarfin. So when the camel is alive, the Bosar has no Din Tumma on it. Bosar Menachai only has an Issa, doesn't have any Din Tumma. But now when it's Mace, though, it's Mitzdarfin, because now they both have Tumma on them. So according to Rav, it wouldn't be Akasha. This Bryce said the Deek is that when they die, they'll be Mitzdarfin Vilchus Tumma. But if you learn the second pshat, if you learn the pshat that Rav Asi is arguing on Rav, and he holds even Vilchus Tumam, then now Mitzdarfin, since they're different dinim, one's a nevela behema Torah, one's a nevela of a camel, so here it's a kasha, here it's a mashma, then when they're mace, the yam is tarfin the two. Samura says, no, it could be the way Rav Asi would learn this brisa, the pshat is like this. A mitzvah this rather, ho chaye shnei mitzdarfin, when they both would be alive, if you have a live cow and a live camel, and you take out, cut off the chatzik zayis from the cow and the chatzik zayis from the camel, then they both have the same issa. They both have the issa of aver, of basam and achai, and then they'll be mitzdarfin. But then echnami could be lacha misa for ilchus tuma. The nam mitzdarfin has two different dinim, a beima tahora and a beima tameya. And if so, who does this price go? Like I'll tell you, Mani Rabbi Yehuda goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The yom that he holds aver and achai noyig b'tameya, that the din Eva Menachai applies even by Behemoth Temeyah also. So Behemoth Temeyah, camel, if you cut off a piece of bosa from it, there's an Issa bosa Menachai. So therefore, you could be mitzdarfin these two things together. That's the Braisim. That's the Diga of the Braisim. Now that one's alive and one's dead, it's not mitzdarfin. But Mashmur, if they'll both be together, I mean, if they'll both be alive, and you take off a chatzik zayis from this one, a chatzik zayis from that one, then it would be mitzdarfin. So therefore, it's still not a kash and ravasi. But what do you want to say? Avo misa shnei, but when both of them die, you have a dead cow and a dead camel, then they're not mitzdarfin at all. My, what do you want to tell me? Learn mitzdarfin, they're not mitzdarfin at all. According to Rav Asi, if so, him came. My irid deroyit v'toni. Misas pora v'chayi gomel. Why does the Brayse have to say the case with the not mitzdarfin? Where you took a chatzik zayis off the dead cow and a chatzik zayis off the live camel, why do you have to say that's the case of not mitzdarfin? They should have said a bigger chiddush. The Brayse should have said, ho afilu misas shneim lo mitzdarfin. According to Rav Asi, you're telling me, even after they both die from the nevela shebo, they're not mitzdarfin at all. Not for the achila, not for the tumah. So should have said a bigger chiddush. Not only because one's alive and one's dead, but even if they both be dead, it should be the same halacham, that they won't be mitzdarfin. That's one kashya in Rav Asi. But this Brayse is mashmir clearly that when they're both dead, there would be a hilchus tziruf. You could be mitzdarf the two. So our koponim, you have to say, at least like Rav, that our koponim at least hilchus tuma. That if you touch a chatzik zayis of the dead cow and a chatzik zayis of the boss you took off from the camel, that koponim would mitzdarf for tuma at least. Imash morim when they're alive, they're now mitzdarfin. But if they both be dead, then they both have tuma, then they would be mitzdarfen. So kopon mitzmash, at least like Rav, not this sheet and Rabasti, the argues completely. So that's one question. For Yoid, secondly, Tani, we went to Sefer, says like this, that Sefer over there says, Chatzi Zayis Poro, Bechayeho, you cut off a Chatzi Zayis from a live cow. For Chatzi Zayis Gomu Vimisosa, you cut off a Chatzi Zayis of a dead camel, it says clearly, Amit Starfin, it's not Amit Starfin. And the Bryce says clearly, Avu Chatzi Zayis Miporo, Vachatzi Zayis Migomu. You take a Chatzi Zayis from both of them. Bein Bechayeh, Bein Vimisosa, Amit Starfin. If they both be the same status, if they both be dead, or they both be alive, then the Yarmit Starfin. Samora says, according to Rabasi, then, the Kurakashi Resha Sefer, the steer to the Resha to the Sefer. The Sefer is clearly Yarmit Starfin. And according to the Resha, you want to say Rabasi holds, no, they won't be Mitzdarfin when they're Misa. They'll only be Mitzdarfin when they're Chayehim. But when they're Misa, they won't be Mitzdarfin. Here it says clearly in the Bryce, so that one of them are Mitzdarf only when one's alive and one's dead. But if they're both alive or both dead, then they are mitzdarfin. So it says clearly, even though you have a behemoth, you have a dead cow and a dead camel here, if you take a chatzi gezayis from both of them, you would have a tziruf. So I'll call upon him, you have to say vilchus tumah, like Rav learns, that if you touch now these two gezayis and two chatzi gezayis together, you become tamei. So I call upon him, it's a kasher and ravashi. So Mar says, el alab shmamin, we hear from this brisa clearly, that misa shneim mitzdarfin, enachanami. That Misa Shneim is Mitzdarfin. That when you have the dead cow and the dead camel here, and if you have a Chatzi Gezayis from both of them, a Chatzi B'Chatzi together with the Gezayis, you are Chayiv. Good, according to Rav, you Chayiv only Mishum Tumah, and according to Levi, it's even Starfin for the Din Achila. But I call upon him with the Kashan Ravasi. So Gemara says, no. Omulach Ravasi, Ravasi could answer you like this and say, Hai Tanis Savi Issa Chalalissa. Shot from this tanner is Vilchus Tumah, maybe he agrees to me. Since they have different dinim Tumah, they're not mitzdarfin together. That what this Bryce is mashmo, they're both dead. They're mitzdarfin, that means Alta Issa Nevela. I, on a behemoth Tumeya, since it's Chal, first the behemoth Tumeya, where's the Issa on the Vela Chal? The Torah says, this Bryce holds Issa Chal Alissa. If you hold from Issa Chal Alissa, then even on a behemoth Tumeya, even on a camel, when it's dead, there is an Issa Nevela. Then it's good words, Mistarfin. If you have a Chatzi Gezayis from a dead cow, and a Chatzi Gezayis from a dead camel, you put the two together, you raid a Gezayis of an Issa Nevela, therefore you'll be Chayiv. But then Echnami, Ravasi himself holds, though, that ain't Issa Chalalissa. Therefore will not be Mistarfin. And no one didn't, because Tum also he holds, you can't be Mistarfin too, you can't be Mistarfin, didn't Tum of a Behemoth Torah,